listen to my warning, friends, a tale of good gone wrong. About a black snake, some call Gunga Din, others call King Kong. He fed me LSD one night to mess my head around. And when I sobered up, I swore I'd put him 6 feet down. 'Cause he's the most despicable man alive. I went to see a preacher, but he couldn't help me none. I went to a witch doctor, he said, now listen, son. You might think twice before you go and kick at that beehive. Thing I know, that Khan's the most despicable man alive. Yes, he's the most despicable man alive. I set a date, then lay await outside his castle high. He went to sleep, and so I creeped up to the king's bedside. I held my knife above his chest, but then he smiled at me and asked if I would like another hit of LSD. I said yes please and took the acid from his majesty. And when it started kicking in, he started kicking me. He took the knife from my little white hand and stabbed me in the eye. And then I said, oh, wretched Khan, you truly are the most despicable man alive. Yes, he's the most despicable man alive.
This is Zook of Sticky and Zook, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're playing a little desert rock to start it out, maybe throwing some surf rock there. Who knows what's going to happen this hour? This is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. Enjoy.
They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a move, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
to the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
That was Big Iron by Marty Robbins. Once again, this is Zook taking over from the wonderful host of Sauerkraut Sauerkraut. I'm here with my mild acquaintance, James. James, say hi.
Hello.
Oh, wait, what? One more time, pardon me. Say it again.
Hello.
Say, nope. Say it again.
Hello.
Nope. Say it one more time. That's weird. That's kind of concerning.
Tell them I said
hi. He says hi, everybody. He's saying hi. That says mic 4. Okay, there we go. Say it one more time.
Hello.
There we go. James, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I've got a pizza craving all of a sudden this weekend and today.
Honestly, I could do for some pizza too. What type of pizza are we talking?
That's good. Onion and pepperoni is the classic.
That's what I like to hear.
Chicken bacon ranch is a good one.
honestly, I feel like it's too much, honestly. Like, I don't always want chicken on my pizza. Because it's like, big, right? Like, pepperonis, you know, it's usually kind of thin. Even thick pepperonis, not that thick. Chicken can be, you're adding an extra quarter to a half inch on top of your za.
It's tough. But really, for me, it's the ranch. I like to say, if I could only have one slice of pizza for the rest of my life, it would be onion and pepperoni. But if I could have a billion, it would be chicken, bacon, ranch.
There's a lot. That's a good saying. You ever say that before?
I did. I said it this weekend when I had both an onion and pepperoni and a chicken, bacon, ranch pizza.
Damn, that's the life right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, on that note, that's it. That's a great friend. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stuck on that. I'm impressed. Good for you. Up next is Frankie Lane's Rawhide. Thanks, James, for that rec.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling. Wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good beetles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving right. Don't try to understand them, just rope them through and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting, be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw hide.
Wow, was that vibey if I ever saw a vibe. Am I wrong?
No.
Tell me I'm wrong. He can't. You know why? Jimmy don't tell no lies. You can't see, but his mouth is sealed shut right now. That's sealed, not like the seal, not like the animal, but like the thing that people used to put on letters. I hope you all can hear that. It went, that was Junior Brown's Surf Medley. Crazy rad song.
I love it. I love the guitar. I love the blues.
Was it that bluesy?
Hopefully.
My fingers are crossed that it was. That's for sure. James, what's going on in your mind these days? Do tell us. Any hot takes you have? Or cold takes? Or lukewarm takes? Or
I don't know. The pizza thing is...
We're done with the pizza. We've dropped the pizza. Top. I'm sorry. But it's gone and you need to be better. This is a fast media world,
man.
You
know what I was thinking earlier today?
No, I don't.
I had the rare and sudden desire to read. And I didn't read. Man, I didn't do it.
You just sound sad right now.
I am.
Both because you are sad and because that's a sad thing.
It is. And I was proud of myself too for a moment for just even wanting to read. But really all the fault lies in my roommate who told me not to read.
Why did he tell you not to read?
I don't know.
He's into reading.
Like, you wanted to play basketball.
Oh, this is when you wanted to play basketball. This is the basketball time? You didn't even go play basketball, is the thing.
No, I didn't.
I mean, I've been reading. I finished a book today.
Which book?
Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights.
Hence
my Matthew McConaughey facts.
Yeah.
Which are just...
They've been coming out constant today.
You know, his parents were divorced twice and married three times to each other.
They sound like they love each other.
They do, and you know, they often, you know, they do love each other, and I think they make love to each other often. In fact, as he ended the making of the love, his father actually had a heart attack and died. That's when he died.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
It is. I'm not lying.
Wow.
In other words, you know what you could say? He boomed like that.
San Bernardino, ring-a-ding-ding. Milkshake mixes, that's my thing now. These guys bought a heap of my stuff, and I gotta see a good thing shooting up now. Oh, my name's not Croc, it's Croc with a K. Well, I'm Crocodile, but not spelled that way. It's Dougie Dog, Ratty Rat, Croc style, boom like that. Folks line up all down the street, and I'm seeing this girl divide her and me down. And then I get it wham, as clear as day. My pulse begins to hammer and I hear a voice say, these boys have got this down, ought to be one of these in every town. These boys have got the touch, it's clean as a whistle and it don't cost much. Wham, bam, you don't wait long, shake, fries, patty, you're gone. How about that friendly name, heck, every little thing ought to stay the same. Oh, my name's not Croc, that's Croc with a K. Like Crocodile, but not spelt that way now. It's Dougie Dog, Ratty Rat. Dougie Dog, Ratty Rat. Oh, it's Dougie Dog, Ratty Rat. Croc style, boom like that. Thank you.
despair. You're gonna need a helping hand now. So gentlemen, well, what about me? We'll make a little business history. Oh, my name's not Croc, call me Ray. Like crocodile, but not spelled that way now. It's doggy dog, ratty rat. Croc star, boom, like that. Up a new place flipping meat, so I do too, right across the street. I got the name, I need the town, they sell up in the end and it all shuts down. Sometimes you gotta be an SOB, you wanna make a dream reality. Competition, send them south, they're gonna drown, put a hose in their mouth. You're not past go, go straight to hell. I smell that immediate smell. All my name's not Croc, that's Croc with a K. Like crocodile, but not spelled that way now. Oh, it's doggy dog, ratty rat. Doggy dog, ratty rat now. Oh, it's doggy dog, ratty rat. Croc star.
That was Mark Knopfler's Boom Like That. I thought I was adequately boomed personally. I don't know about you, Jimmy.
You know, that song's about McDonald's, the founding of McDonald's. And me personally, I like McDonald's. So I like the song.
Is it actually, do you have any evidence of that?
It is. Croc, I think, is Ray Croc.
Ah, the classic.
Movie too with, his name, Nick Offerman.
James, do you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO?
I do.
That's good, because, you know, if you do, I think you should consider donating.
How?
It's very easy, actually. Just go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Just go to that's https://... www.wmfo.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can keep it freeform. You know, additionally, I also wanted to say something which means a lot to me personally, and that's that if you take public transportation, good for you, you're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Are you a fan of walking, Jimmy John? Tambourou?
I love walking. You know, I live in the country, so a lot of hikes by me, a lot of northeast wooded hills. In the fall, it's beautiful.
Which state is that in?
It's in Connecticut.
That's embarrassing. That's I'd hate to be you, is all I'm gonna say. As somebody who goes to BU 3 days a week, I'd hate to be you. You know what I mean? So I have a great story, actually, and I'll make it quick because I'm talking too long. I know, you know me. I love to talk. Ba ba da ba da ba do. Wicked word. I was walking. I actually had. Basically, so many, you know, life loves me, is all I'm going to say. I went to Mint, you know, the Nepalese place next to the roundabout.
I love that place.
It's freaking delicious.
Without me is kind of all I have to say.
Yeah. No, it was without you. It was for a catch-up. It's a friend catch-up because, you know, I'm falling behind. You want to give us your Seinfeld bit about that?
No, not today. I don't like catching up, though.
Let's just say he's not a big fan. He's a big fan of questioning what's the deal with catching up, you might say. Anyway, so I ended up walking and I found one of the free book libraries, you know, the ones on the sides of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I found a book. I didn't want to buy the book cause it's so big and heavy and I want to read it over the summer. So I was going to just do it on my Kindle cause it's easier and light and stuff. Infinite Jest. I found it. Great condition.
Oh yeah.
And now I have the paperback and I can just read that like a cool kid.
David Foster Wallace.
Good job. There we go.
Yeah.
Ooh, yep. I like that car horn. If that was one of y'all yelling to stop talking, I get it. But, you know, why not give us a ring at 855-915-WMFO? It's 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. I feel like it'll be fun. We'll pick up the phone. We'll have a great chat. And I look forward to talking to you all. Whilst we wait to talk, though, here is Patsy's Don't Tread on My Altar.
Up when the news mountain bed. Don't shred on my mountain. Don't disown it. Don't piss in the fountain. Follow through with them. Oh, if I could speak straight, this is what I mean. Don't shut up my altar. Don't spit on my grave. Don't try to find shelter, Lord. You ain't got to behave. Don't call it a comeback when you find yourself a new groove. And they if you sell products, make it something that we
thank you.
that was the truly incredible Ali Farka Touré, with Rye Cooter, I Do, as in A-I space D-U. Thank you for that recommendation, James.
It's one of my favorite songs.
One of his favorite songs these days.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just talk about something today. Because you and I were sitting in our friend's room.
We were.
And we were feeling up his bed. He was not in the bed. He was, in fact, not even in the room. But he had left us in that room. So it was chill.
So we thought, what do we do to screw with him? What do we do to mess with him?
Yeah. It was a prank. We were trying to do a prank. What was your idea again?
I thought either we'd stack everything on his desk, or we'd undo his sheets and flip them inside out the wrong way around. So the duvet,
yeah,
the bottom, and then the over sheet.
Which I think would be funny. The issue is I don't know if he'd notice. We found out his pillowcases are inside out.
Pillowcases are inside out, and...
And what... Wait, actually, before... what happened in our friend's room when we were feeling around the room trying to prank him?
We felt that his Tufts school mattress...
Tufts school mattress.
Was placed above the mattress pad that he bought from Bed Bath & Beyond.
And what's the synonym for mattress pad we use?
Mattress topper.
Interesting, so it goes on top of the mattress?
Yeah, and he put it below.
He put it beneath the mattress, and I think that's just a fun fact.
I consider it a feat of engineering. And then there's a reason, you know, he's a psych major.
There's many reasons. And one of them is definitely that he's indecisive. I think that's a big part of it, but, you know.
Yeah, can't decide whether or not to put his mattress topper on top of his mattress.
Retweet. Up next, we're going to have a rad song. More of this West African vibey stuff. Here is Sinta Yehu by Hailu Mergia and Dalak Band. I'm sorry for that pronunciation. Let's go.
Thank you. ever I get to feel this way, I had to find new words to say. A thing about the bad old days we used to know. Nights of winter turn me cold, fears of dying, getting old. We ran the race was won by running slowly. Could be soon we'll cease to sound, slowly upstairs, faster down, then to revisit stony grounds we used to know. Remembering mornings, shillings spent, made no sense to leave the bed. The bad old days, they came and went, giving way to fruitful years.
We are back on. This is Zook of Sticky and Zook, and the wonderful Jimmy John Jamboree of nothing.
Of nothing. Of this right now.
This right here, right now. Be here now. Be
of
like Ramos.
Of living in the moment.
You know, as Matthew McConaughey says, just keep on living. Sorry. Just keep on living. What's your best? Give it to me.
No.
Please?
But that was good.
Was it? I feel like it wasn't that good.
I thought it was good.
Should we do it one more time? Should I do it one more time?
Yeah, try it.
Just keep on living.
You got worse.
Damn, really? I thought he has that vocal fry. Just keep... I gotta stop. It's less cool when you do it 20 times. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. 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 If you're looking more for more of this very fun stuff, join... Sticky and myself, Zook, tomorrow morning, 6 to 7 a.m. We're going to get litty. We're going to have some fun. Say goodbye to the listeners, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's the best song.